Yes, once again, we are live here with the Reentry Connect podcast. It's your host, Keenan Hudson. Yes, I'm by myself solo today, but it's all right. But we're going to be touching on a serious subject, and it's called the Peter Pan Syndrome. Yes, look at the background. You may look and say, hey, what is this guy going through? What's going on? But it's a very important topic to talk about. But before we get started, I just want to give a shout out to GPSTransportation.net at 215-774-9913. If you're in the Philadelphia area or in the surrounding states, they're going above and beyond with giving transportation from wheelchair accessibles that will give people to their get people to their appointments. You have party buses, you have luxury vehicles, you also have a host of private transportation as well. So if need be, if you need that five-star transportation coming, be feel free to reach out to them. Shout out to Mr. Mel Wells at One Day at a Time. Old Dad, they can be reached at 215-226-7860. Old Dad specializes in a lot of things. They specializes in reentry support, job readiness, homeless shelters, same-day pay, violence prevention, mentorship. So there's a lot of things that they touch on at One Day at a Time. So if you're looking for a recovery home or if you're looking for some type of resources within the city of Philadelphia, best believe Mel Wells is the person to hit up. His organization is a great organization, and be sure to get in touch with them. ODAD is One Day at a Time. Now, back to the topic. Yes, good morning. I know you're getting, good evening, Brownie, Brandy. So I just want to get into this topic concerning the Peter Pan syndrome. Most people overlook this syndrome, and oftentimes is not even spoken about. So if we can recollect of what the cartoon or fairy tale of Peter Pan was, it was more of a fairy tale of a child that never got a chance to grow up. And the reason why I wanted to bring that subject up is because I can break it down in a sense to say that it may be reality. Because when you think about it, how many grown men do you consider children? How many grown men doesn't accept responsibility? How many grown men depends on other people to make this, they depend on other people to make decisions for them? There's so many things, and the reason why I'm touching on this is because I always want to point back to myself in my actual life experience. And what I mean by that is, I'm going to give you a rundown. I know you probably heard me say it before, but I want y'all to understand this is a serious thing. And this is the reason why a lot of things happen in the world that we just don't understand. All right? So when I went to prison, I know you guys heard it before, I was barely 15 years old. So I was still a child, mentally, physically, in any domain of life, I was still a child. So everything that I've been through in life, everything that I remember, everything just went on halt for a little bit. Well, for many years, right? Because growing up in an environment isolated from the outside world, you had no choice but to conform to the environment that you were in. So now here it is. I was in an environment where a lot of grown men still act like kids. Now here it is. I was still a kid myself. So everything went on pause once I went in. Years went by. I grew up. I understood as a child. I started becoming a man inside that environment. Not in the outside world. I didn't hit the outside world yet because I don't know what it was to be a man in the outside world because I went away as a kid. So I knew what it was to survive in prison as a child and growing up into a man in prison. Right? So I learned, went to school, educated myself. I did a lot of different things, you know, wrote books, you know, little things I wanted to do to better myself. However, when those doors were open for me to return to society, guess what? The only thing I remembered in my mind was 15 years old. Now, after spending well over a decade in prison, after spending well over a decade, the only thing I remember when them doors were open for me to return to society was 15 years old. Why is that, Kenan? It's because I never knew what it was to be a man on the outside. So that can even reflect to individuals that went through group homes, foster homes, you know, that the traumas they've been through, never been out past, you know, a year of their life, you know, out on the streets. But here it is, they just back and forth inside of prison. So they never getting time to grow up out here to see what it's like. Never. Most of the time, they never get to see what it's like. Because, and I'll tell you why it's a very important subject, is because, again, I mentioned to you when I came home, everything was foreign to me. I never paid a bill in my life. I never drove a car in my life. Well, Johnny's, but I never did any type of responsibilities that a grown person was supposed to do because I went away as a kid. But I say that to say, how many people know of someone who went to prison and you say, hey, this person never grows up? He keeps going back. He's afraid of certain things. He's afraid of owning up to the responsibility. He's afraid of, you know, taking criticism from others. He's afraid of making commitments. You know, there's so many things that, especially me, that I missed out on life with that I try in a way to play catch up. You know, I try in a way to understand what it was to live growing up as a teen or spending time in my 20s and things of that nature. So most people overlook these things. And the reason why it becomes very sad, because you get lost in time. You get lost in time. A lot of times, a lot of people like to compare this like to Michael Jackson. Like Michael Jackson, he had no childhood. He found himself performing at a young age, becoming a child prodigy, and he had no days off. The Christmas he probably spent in the studio, you know, the family time he spent, they probably spent all together preparing for the next show. So the whole time he probably was wondering, like, where am I going to have time to spend myself and my friends? But then people pointed the finger at him and say, oh, well, why does he have a childlike mind? I wonder why. Because the things that happened or the predicament or the situation that happened in his life stunted his growth. See, a lot of people oversee that. They oversee that your growth can be stunted by certain events or certain past traumas that happened in your life. It can stunt your growth, like literally. And I always give this prime example is when I first came home and I had to take public transportation. I tell this story all the time. I had to take public transportation at one point, right? And I drove past an old high school. And I was wondering in my mind, I said, I wonder if my old friends still go there. But then I had to think to myself, I said, hold up. You're a grown man now. The things that you remember from before, that's the past. People grew up. Your life went on resume. It's not on pause anymore, but people grew up. People had kids. People, you know, have jobs now. People have responsibility. People develop into that adult. You know, while you were still away, you became an adult in a different environment. You didn't become an adult in the world. So here it was, I was birthed into a world I did not know. I did not know. So I had to learn how to live life all over again, starting from a kid, a child like mine. And again, this is a subject most people don't touch on. So then you wonder why you have grown men out here trying to talk to babies. You wonder why you have grown men out here trying to grope or touch on little girls. Then you wonder why you have such people with such perverted minds. Because a lot of them had their growth stunted because of things they've been through in life. Not saying that's any type of excuse. Right is right and wrong is wrong. But it becomes a psychological and a mental thing. It becomes a psychological and a mental thing that a lot of people just don't understand because you've never been through it. You know, there are situations where it's like, wow, I was in prison barely 15 years old, so I never knew what it was to go on a soft hop. I never knew what it was to go on a junior prom. I never knew what it was to go on a senior trip. I never knew what it was to fill out a college application to go off to college, you know, stay in the dorms and be a real college kid. All that stuff was passed by me because I was away. So just imagine those kids in those group homes, locked down all the time, all the way out somewhere they don't even know how to get home. In and out of jail all their life. You come out, you don't want to settle down. You want to chase the girls. You want to live the life that you want to live. But here it is, that's part of the Peter Pan syndrome. Never growing up, especially from the mental standpoint. This is some deep stuff. This is some deep stuff. Because I've seen people say, I don't want to go out because I'm afraid. Why am I afraid? Because I went away as a kid and I don't know what it is to be a man. So, of course, you're still going to constantly do childish things. You're still going to constantly do, have childish behaviors. And that's a scary thing to have. Because most people you know, especially grown men, still with the mommies, still at their mom's house, still sleeping in mom's basement, might have a room at mom's house because mama never taught him to be a man. Never had the role model to show him. Yeah, you go out and have a job and things like that, but you're probably not paying no real bills by yourself. That's not no joke. Just imagine coming home where you had to take care of yourself, pay the bills yourself, not knowing where your next check was going to come from, not knowing where your next meal was going to come from, you know, how to get to and fro. That stuff becomes a serious thing. And I try to warn people about that, like, yo, life is serious. Life is serious. I try to mentor even some of the ones, like when I look back at when we were the same age, you know, a lot of the juvenile block and a lot of kids that grew up on these juvenile blocks going in, they being certified as an adult. They had no clue of life, have no clue of what's going out here in the world. And then first thing you see most people with the Peter Pan syndrome do is they grasp hold to somebody, meaning they'll probably try to leech off a woman or they try to leech off of their mom or their aunt or, hey, I need help. Because you never had time to experience and grow up in any way. So, again, feel free to drop your, I see you, Brandy, in there. Feel free to drop any comments or concerns about this issue because it is a serious thing. And a lot of people don't understand that. Wagon Universal. Okay, peace and respect. Same to you. Arrested Development is a serious problem. And that's true. That's true. He said that. He said Arrested Development is a serious problem. And that's a good way to put it. Arrested development. That means that your mind is just has a lock on it. Like, and then you don't know where the key is. It's one of those things they say, hey, lock a person up and throw away the key. So there it is. Your mental is on lockdown. So you're growing up physically, but your mental is still a child. You see what I'm saying? So it goes in a lot of forms. It goes in a lot of ways. You know, the way you can look at that as things like when you're a kid, you can see a lot of childish ways in people. And I ain't gonna lie, sometimes I may have some childish ways about me. You know what I mean? A lot of people say, Dad, well, how come you don't do this or you don't do that? Well, I'm still catching up in life. I spend more of my life in prison than I did out here in the world. And again, a lot of people may oversee that, but it becomes a, how can I say it? Now, don't get it misconstrued. I understand a lot about life. I am a man. You know, no way, form, fashion. I'm a child. I'm responsible. I take care of mine. In other words, you know, hey, what they say, standing on business, that's no ifs, ands, or buts. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I still don't know what it is to have fun. I still don't know what it is to trust people again, hang out. Chill, understand that people not against me, people not plotting against me, or people have my best interest at heart. Because you go through these things growing up, you go through them going through the prisons, you go through them when you're out here in the world as well. You go through these trust issues from people turning on you. You go through these trust issues from people talking about you. You go through these trust issues from people turning their backs on you. You know what I mean? So I always say, and I go back, it's a psychological thing. I'm telling you, it's a psychological thing. Then you guys wonder why some of these old, like you might see older men or even younger men out here at the bus stop trying to talk to some of these young girls that's going to high school, trying to talk to, you know, kids on the block without people looking. That's a serious thing. Because they have their arrested development again, the Peter Pan syndrome. You know, it's so many things, you know, that a lot of people just overlook and don't really pay attention to. And then you wonder why it's a surprise. Oh, I wouldn't think that person would have did that. Yeah, because they were never honest with themselves, let alone being honest with anybody else. But again, I'm here. It's your host, Keenan Hudson, the Reentry Connect podcast, talking about the Peter Pan syndrome, something that every person, you know, really has to understand and learn from. Like, that's a serious, serious thing. And I'm trying to show people and help people to understand that, because it's like, again, it goes on. Things happen, and then you want to be surprised that it doesn't. Okay, Mr. Charles, I see you over there, Mr. Charles W. He said, that's me. He said, yep, absolutely. And you can relate. You can relate, Mr. Charles, over on LinkedIn. I appreciate you tuning in. Again, back to all the viewers and supporters, I just want to say that. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for showing me love on the podcast. Thank you for all the comments. Thank you for emails and the inboxes and wanting to connect. Definitely means a lot. It shows a lot. Again, shout out to Mel Wells and them. Again, one day at a time, they're showing a lot of love, a lot of support. But nonetheless, but back to what I was saying, going back to the Peter Pan syndrome, this is a serious thing. And if you know somebody that, like I said, again, some of the traits you'll probably see from a person with Peter Pan syndrome is a lot of times they like to skip around responsibilities. A lot of times they like to depend on other people to do the stuff for them. You know what I'm saying? They can't make decisions for themselves. A lot of them sometimes afraid of being alone. That's why sometimes, again, they latch on to people. They'll latch on to this girl or that girl. You know, they'll tell them the things they want to know or want to hear that they're not hearing at home so that they can take them in so they can be taken care of. You know, a lot of times they have problems with, you know, following through with commitments. You know, how many kids, they say they're going to do something, their mind changes and drifted somewhere else. I keep saying this. A lot of times they don't like taking constructive criticism from people. How many times does parents have to correct the children and let them know, hey, listen, I'm trying to give you something constructive, but they taking offense to it because you're pulling their car. It's so much that ties in to this syndrome. But like I said, I just wanted to enlighten just a little bit on that. And I won't be on here all night. You know what I'm saying? I might be off for the next few minutes, but it's just something that that I just thought I'd touch base on. But there are ways to find help for it. You know, there's ways you can get around the right people, get around the right mentors, get around people that's doing things that you should be doing. Again, get around the people doing the things that you should be doing. You know the things that you should be doing. You know you should know how to pay bills. You know that you should be getting up for work or doing whatever you want to do, you know, to support yourself. You should know these natural things as a man. And again, this can go for women as well. But I'm trying to put you, I'm relating from a man's perspective, putting you in a situation to where you can find that healing. You can find the answers you're looking for. Don't be scared to step out of your shell and say, hey, listen, I need help with this because this is something serious. Most people don't like to ask for help. But again, reach out to individuals. Show them, hey, listen, I have an issue and I need help. Again, I shout it out. One day at a time, they cover a variety of things from reentry support, recovery housing. They dealing with mentorship. They dealing with so many things. They go number on the screen. You can call them for any resource. Absolute. Shout out to Mel Wells. Very important. All right? So if you're in the Philadelphia area, feel free to contact ODAT one day at a time. 215-226-7860. All right. So, again, I won't be on here all night. I just wanted to come in here and touch base on some of what the Peter Pan syndrome was based on. I touched on a little bit of it. I just wanted to give y'all just a little bit of understanding. But until next time, I'm going ahead and log off. But I appreciate everybody tuning in. And until next time, everybody take care. And have a good evening. All right? Peace.